This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Bathurst Pillars with Brett Van Heekeren and Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Now, who is our Bathurst Pillars person today?
Well, today, Brett, I'd like to tell our listeners about Mrs. Caroline Catley and tell you the story of her courageous nighttime dash to save the life of her husband. It would make an exciting film script. We might call the film Bail Up, or perhaps we could call it A Bushranger's Ransom.
Bail Up? Bushrangers? Now, this has got to be a Bushranger story. I love a Bushranger story.
Ah, do you? Well, yes, indeed. Caroline's story has to do with Bushrangers. Now, Brett, settle down, and I will begin my tale. Let me take you back to 24th of October, 1863, a Saturday evening. Caroline Catley, then in her early 20s, lived with her husband, Henry Catley, at Dunn's Plains, near Rockley. They'd been married for a little under 3 years. Sadly, their first two children had died early in infancy. But their third child, Henry Jr., born in June that year, was by all accounts a thriving baby of 4 months. Mr. Henry Catley was a magistrate and gold commissioner, a prosperous leading citizen of the district. He was something of a swell, as they would say back then. A Rockley visitor, Dr. Alfred Peachey, happened to be with the Catleys that day. Early in the evening, Henry spotted a group of 5 horsemen approaching the homestead. At first, he thought they might be a police patrol, disguised in civilian clothes, out looking for bushrangers, particularly Ben Hall's gang. The gang had earlier that month carried out an audacious raid on Bathurst, and then they went on to hold Canoundra to ransom for 3 days. When the approaching horseman shouted to Catley to bail up, Henry promptly realized his mistake and ran back into the house. With Dr. Peachey, they took up arms, and an exchange of gunfire took place. The house was under siege. If you visit Bathurst Historical Museum, you can see Dunn's Plains Homestead's front door with its bullet holes. When one of the bushrangers, Mickey Burke, attempted to rush the house, he was shot in the stomach. In those days, a stomach wound might not kill you immediately, but it would prove agonizingly fatal. Burke knew this. Leaning against a wall, one hand on his wound, entrails exposed, he shouted out, "I'm done for, but I will not be taken alive." And he literally blew out his brains with his revolver. As you might imagine, Hall's gang was now in a murderous rage. It was very likely not the bushrangers' gang's intention to kill anyone in the raid. Their intention would more likely have been to make a public fool of Commissioner Catley by raiding and robbing his property. It was said they were especially interested in his collection of top-grade firearms. But now, it was more serious than just making a fool of Catley and stealing his guns. The bushrangers sought bloody revenge for the shooting of their comrade. They threatened to burn down the house, with its occupants trapped inside, including Mrs. Catley, her baby, and a female servant, Mrs. Baldock. Catley and Peachey, having run out of ammunition, surrendered, and the occupants of the house came out. Dr. Peachey was clubbed to the ground by Johnny Vane, one of the Hall gang. Vane then grabbed hold of Henry Catley with the intention of shooting him in revenge for the death of his mate, Mickey Burke. Caroline Catley pleaded with Vane not to shoot her husband, but Vane was unmoved by her pleas. She then ran up to Ben Hall and, clutching him by his collar, said, "I know you are Ben Hall, and they say you are the most humane, respectable, and the best of them all. For God's sake, do not let them murder my husband. Save his life."
Now, bail up, Robin. Caroline's words to Ben Hall, they sound suspiciously as if they were taken from a film script. How do we know what she really said, or are you just making all of this up for us?
Oh, fair crack of the whip, Brett. Ben Hall's gang did attack the Catley homestead, as I've recounted, and Caroline Catley did plead with Ben Hall and Johnny Gilbert to save her husband from being shot by Vane. I agree Caroline's words to Ben Hall do have a scripted feel to them. I'll say more about that later. For the present, though, I can tell you I'm reconstructing the events of that night from different newspaper accounts published within days of the attack. The story was first carried by Bathurst newspapers, but then quickly taken up by other papers, including the Sydney Morning Herald. What happened at Dunn's Plains was the big story of the day. Indeed, it was of such importance that the story was retold in the many newspaper obituaries published across Australia on Caroline Kately's death in 1898, some 35 years later. What Caroline was reported to have done that evening made her a national heroine. But yes, Brett, there is a script involved. More about that later, okay? To return to Caroline's story, if I may.
Robin, yes, please do carry on.
Well, Ben Hall agreed to spare Caroline's husband's life, but on a condition. As the government had placed a £500 reward on Burke, now deceased, Hall named the same amount as a ransom on the life of Henry Kately. So Caroline, in the company of Dr. Peachy, was to go to Bathurst and return the following day with the money. A deadline for her return was set. She was to take the money to a place nearby called Dog Rock, where her husband would be handed over in exchange. If there was any treachery, any attempt to return with the mounted police, her husband would be immediately shot or hung, depending on the newspaper account one reads. Caroline set off for Bathurst. Some accounts have her riding there by horseback, her baby in her arms. Others say Caroline and Dr. Peachy traveled in a buggy. But no matter the means of transport, horseback or buggy, this is a nighttime journey at speed over a rough road of more than 40 kilometers. Even with daylight and setting a fast pace, it would have taken at least 3 or 4 hours. And where's she to find the £500? In the dead of night, in Bathurst. This is a huge amount of money. It is equivalent today of about £27,000, roughly $50,000. Caroline has only limited hours to complete her rescue mission. Fortunately for Henry Kately, his father-in-law, Henry Rotten, was a man of wealth and influence, and I'm sure Ben Hall would have known this. Caroline raced as quickly as she could through the night to her father's home at Blackdown, just across the river from Bathurst Township. It is said she banged on his window to wake him. Her father did not hesitate in helping her. Together they went into Bathurst to the Commercial Bank, of which he was a director, and roused the manager at 4 o'clock in the morning. The safe was opened. £500 was counted out and put in a bag for Caroline to deliver to Ben Hall. Some accounts say it was in gold. Others refer to marked £5 banknotes. Now, Brett, there are many versions of the story offering different details, often conflicting details. But all accounts end happily for our heroine. Caroline made the rendezvous at Dog Rock. She handed the money over to Ben and his gang. And true to his word, Ben Hall handed husband Henry over to the loving embrace of Caroline. But some accounts say it was her father who made the return trip to hand over the money. If so, he probably didn't kiss Henry. Okay? But no matter the version, Caroline had saved Henry's life, for without her courage in standing up to the bushrangers and securing the ransom exactly as instructed, Henry may well have been murdered. Curtain down, standing ovation.
Now, hold on. Curtain down. So it is a play or film script that you've been following with your bushranger tale, am I right?
Well, Brett, before I answer, I should tell you that some previously unreported details of the event appeared in a few newspapers some weeks later. The most important new piece of information was the role reportedly played by Mrs. Baldock, the Kightley's servant. It may have been Mrs. Baldock who was first on the scene when Henry Kately and Dr. Peachy surrendered, not Caroline Kately. In the heat of the moment, an angry Ben Hall, with his pistol against Kately's head, was about to pull the trigger when Mrs. Baldock pleaded for him not to do so. She then pleaded for the life of Dr. Peachy. It may have been her intervention at that tense moment that saved the lives of these two men from summary execution before Caroline appears and makes her plea. In those accounts, Mrs. Baldock, the servant, quietly slips away, fleeing to a neighboring property, taking baby Henry with her. Now, I'm going to leave it to our listeners to ponder why Mrs. Baldock's reported part in the story disappears in later retelling of the tale.
Retelling of the tale? So will you now please tell me, is there a play or a film somewhere behind your telling of the tale?
Okay, Brett, I'll come clean.
Thank you.
There are at least two plays and one film that tell the story of Caroline saving her husband from the bushrangers. But as to whether I have borrowed some of my tale from one or more of them, I truly can't say. It is difficult today to separate fact from fiction. The first and more important of the two plays was very much Caroline's creation. She'd been something of an amateur actor in her youth, and following her husband's death in 1887, she returned to the stage in the early 1890s with a play written for her, presented by a professional theatrical company, and starring Caroline as the heroine. Its title was Bail Up. And what was the play about? You guessed it. It was her theatrical version of how she had saved the life of her husband, galloping through the night to secure the ransom, clutching her baby, etc., etc., etc. She actually rides a horse on stage. In 1892, Caroline brought the play to Bathurst, as well as to Rockley. It was a great success, although the Bathurst Free Press reviewer noted there were some in the audience who were inclined to smile at some of the situations presented in the play.
And what of the film?
Well, the film was based on another play titled Ransom, which was first produced by the Bohemian Dramatic Company in 1907. Ransom played the theater circuit for some years, and its success led to the making of a film based on the play in 1911. The film was titled Bushranger's Ransom or A Ride for a Life. Some of the filming was done in this area, where the story had taken place almost 50 years earlier. And as in the two plays, it did have Caroline racing at breakneck speed on horseback across rough country to save her husband. Unfortunately, the film is now lost. Alas. However, the story of Caroline Catley has not been lost. If perhaps, though, in the telling and retelling, it has evolved into a confusing mix of fact and fiction. Through newspapers, theater, and film, it would have been a story of a woman's courage in the face of a bushranger outrage known to many across Australia. In her obituary, Caroline Catley was remembered as the heroine of Rockley, a phrase we used as her epitaph on her Bathurst pillar.
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.